and everything you need to know. And the truth is, you don't need to know all that stuff to endure that time. The way you endure things as a good soldier of Christ is to be armed. Like, if, you know, armed with what? With the gospel armor, you know, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and you got the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, your loins girt about with truth, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, all those things in place, ready to do battle. Righteousness, truth, faith. All these things are profitable, and you can go into any situation. It doesn't matter what the devil's going to throw at us or what's in store in the future. The point is that we be prepared for anything. See, that's what I call profitable. And the most profitable things I could teach you are the things that will ensure that you are prepared, that put those pieces in place, that you know the gospel, that you have truth, that you have righteousness and faith, salvation on like a helmet, and the sword of the Spirit, knowing the Word of God. That's why I instruct in the Word of God. Professing these other things, you end up erring concerning the faith. Because what? They start adding to their faith, not virtue, false doctrine. Add to your faith false doctrine, and what do you get? Leaven. Oh, we're supposed to be unleavened. Grace be with thee, amen. Obviously, Paul is very concerned. Second epistle of Timothy, which we're going to get to next, is, again, a picture of this very, you know, we see here, Paul is always concerned about this false doctrine. You know, he said in the book of Acts that with tears he warned them constantly that after his departing, grievous wolves would enter in, not sparing the flock, and even from among them own selves, meaning the elders of the church, would men, perverse men, creep in to take away disciples unto themselves. And they even take over what was, they never took over the church, but they took over the earthly establishment. What had been established, they took over the offices that had been established and all that. It was all into corruption. Culminating in 325 when they began to rely on the secular power to enforce church discipline. When they got into bed with Constantine. What a wickedness and evil has come out of men and their judgment. You know, but look at God, let it happen. It's his church. It's his business. But there's always a remnant. The remnant obtain it. Thing is, people begin to start thinking, well, as long as I'm a part of this, I obtain. Yeah, as long as you're a part of it. But look at what a good thing Paul left for us. He left us this word. The apostles left this word. God preserved this word in spite of all the men who tried to pervert it. And you look at the way it's preserved against them. It's always a proof to me that it has, there's alterations. Not much, because God, obviously, I mean, if I was, like I said, if they were in charge, you'd think they would have changed all these things that warned about what they would do. But the truth is, they didn't have to. Because the people are always kept under a cloud of darkness. And if that's going to change, there's only one who can change it, and that's God. And he has to want to change it. And, all us who are zealously affected by the truth and who have a zeal for the things of God, you know, we always want other people to see it. We want it to be recognized as the truth. So that it could stand in opposition to falsehood. And people could have a clear distinction between what is good and he that serves God and he that serveth God not. But that is if God wants to make that distinction. Right now he's kind of got us hidden away. And as much as it is the will of God that it be that way, then it all is well. So let us be therefore content. Let us give diligence to hearing the words of the apostles and prophets of our Lord. Let us prepare ourselves and arm ourselves against the evil day. Because that is the day to which we are called. That we might stand in that day and give a good testimony, as Jesus did before Pontius Pilate. And as Stephen did before the council. As Paul did before Caesar and at Rome. and as all the martyrs and the prophets of old, we can stand with them in the truth in Jesus Christ. Amen.